For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another edition of the Night Report podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. A commitment bonanza from this past weekend for the football program. A record 9 commitments so far, I should say, out of the official visit weekend. That is a record, according to, you know, at least what we have record of in terms of rivals. So at least within the last 25 years, that is the most commitments Rutgers has had in a single weekend. So what we're going to do, something a little different than we normally do, since we have 9 commitments to talk about, we're going to break this up into 2 parts. The first part will be the guys who committed on Saturday. The second part will be the guys who committed yesterday on Sunday. So stay tuned because we're going to have 2 pods in rapid succession in your feed. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Night and Day Apparel, calling all Rutgers students, alumni, and fans. Are you looking for new and unique Rutgers merchandise? Night and Day Apparel has you covered, from t-shirts to hoodies, drinkware to pet accessories. Night and Day focuses on providing the Rutgers community with exclusive, one-of-a-kind tailgating products. Be sure to check out the links in today's podcast description to their website and social media so you can stay on top of everything Night and Day, including new merch drops and promotional announcements. If you use the promo code RutgersRivals, you can get a 10% discount on your purchase. Shop now and keep shopping. Was that a night helmet? Is that new?
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen it. That is
incredible. Pull that back up.
This is pretty cool.
Wow. That's going to be a huge seller for them. And it's only $20. Can't beat that.
Students are awesome. Probably go nuts for that one. Well, $20, but you get, 10% off, 15% off or something with their Rutgers Rivals code?
You can get 10% off with the Rutgers Rivals code. So that's actually $18 if you use our code.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got some cool stuff too. You know, Trapezoid, Terror, all that stuff. Some Night Report gear if you really want to rep us. I mean, I don't know. I don't even rep us, but.
Yeah, they have everything there. So check them out. They've been a great sponsor and I love their gear. So 9 commitments is obviously huge. Before we get into individual guys who committed, I kind of want to talk about how these summer visits are scheduled because in the past, you know, when they were in the wintertime, it was pretty clear they're going to Bolero. They're going to, you know, like Topgolf, and they were going out to New York City. Kind of walk us through beat by beat of what these official visits kind of contain start in the summertime, just kind of starting when these guys arrive.
So it really depends. So sometimes these guys arrive Thursday night. Sometimes these guys arrive Friday morning. But the visit usually is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. For some people this weekend, it was a little different. Like Jaylene Matthews came in on Saturday because he had prom on Friday. Personally, I would have skipped this weekend for the official visit. I would have went down to Seaside, Wildwood afterwards and done one of those things. But besides the point, they arrive on campus. They get situated at their hotel. They usually get their own room while their parents get or whoever they bring gets their own room. As you see on like social media, they get all kinds of like gift bags and snacks and Gatorades and all kinds of apparel and all kinds of stuff. You get all kinds of just stuff. It's an all expense paid trip basically for the weekend. You get there Friday, you talk with the staff, hang out around campus, get to meet your player host, whoever that might be. Usually it's someone either connected to you, connected to the school you're from, or someone from your position group. So they get connected, they get situated, they hang out, and then they get on a, I think they take a, not a charter bus, I guess it is a bus, I don't remember if it is or not, but they take a trip out to New York City for the night. They get to go hang out and check out everything around the city, Times Square, all that good stuff. Most of these kids, like for example, this weekend, haven't been to New York City. Not a lot of Jersey kids on the visit list this weekend, so that makes sense. So for a lot of them, it's the first chance to see like the bright lights of New York City. Now, I know personally, I am close enough that I get to see it all the time, so I'm like, I'm over it. I could care less, but it is cool. It's a cool chance, cool experience for them. But you go down to New York City. Sometimes in the winter, they'll go to Bolero after or do something like that. For example, for summer, though, they just go around, tour some sites, go out to eat at a big Italian restaurant. I think they went to Tony DiNapoli's. I probably pronounced that wrong, but it is what it is. Napoli's, whatever. You know, I don't have the Italian accent. I'm sorry. I'm Irish. But yeah, they get to do all that. Then Saturday hits, Saturday morning. They take them down the shore, pending weather, of course. Took them down to Long Branch. They have like a little private beach area where they all get to walk up, red carpet introductions and all that stuff. And they're like, oh, DJ McClary, woo, woo. Flip. Yeah, so they do all that. They have spike ball set up, volleyball set up, cornhole set up. All the parents get to either enjoy the beach or there's like a whole food set up too where they get to enjoy some drinks and stuff like that. So they just spend a day at the Jersey Shore. Then they cap it off with a steakhouse at night. If you read our article today with DJ McClary, the four-star linebacker, he said the best part of his experience was getting a tomahawk. I can kind of agree. Being a steak guy myself, I 100%, that's probably the best thing in the world. When you don't have to pay for a tomahawk too, it it means even more, a little bit more at least. And then Sunday, they go back, or I should say, they wake up Sunday morning, they meet up with coaches, they have a, like, not one-on-one, but more like a three-on-one, I guess, depending on who you bring, whether it's your parents, whether it's your friends. And you meet with Shiano and you kind of sit in his office, talk it over. They talk about your recruitment, where you're kind of sitting, what do you like about Rutgers? What did you like about the visit? All that stuff. And lo and behold, sometimes that ends up in a commitment. And that's how they landed a couple of these kids. They talked with Shiano and they're like, I want in. I'm done. I'm not going anywhere else. I canceled my other three. I'm in here and let's lock it in. So very, very jam packed weekend for the most part.
It definitely was. I know we had a lot of intel heading into the visit that it would be a very fruitful weekend for Rutgers. I think we initially last week on the Wednesday pod, we said an over under for commits at 2.5. You said over, you'd pound that over. Later on, you kind of up that.
Yeah.
They expect to land this many kids or did they just expect to land a handful and the others kind of cascaded in as well?
Well, real quick, before I go any further, I just got the word. The tomahawk steak was from Cousins in New Brunswick. So I know I've hated on that place before. So I might have to, on this pod specifically, so I might have to go try it. But regardless, what was the question again? I completely forgot.
That's all good. We knew that there would be some good news coming out of the weekend, but we didn't expect quite this many kids. Is this a surprise also to the staff?
Yeah, definitely a surprise to the staff. I know going into this one, they expected 3, maybe 4, possibly 5, depending if everything went right. 9? Absolutely not. It got to the point where like some of these kids, like Vernon Allen type, like had 3 other official visits to all Power 4 schools and just was like, nope, done. See you later. Chris Vigna was leaning elsewhere at one point. Nikki Wynn was set to go to Michigan State and they were a heavy lean being that he's from Michigan, and all of a sudden he's like, no, I'm out. I'm just staying here. Like, and it's just, it was huge. It was a big, big weekend for Rutgers. And honestly, I know you kind of teased it a little bit. I don't think they're done yet.
So intriguing. We'll get into all that more. Let's start with the first commitment from the weekend, though. Raiden Bruns, or Bruins. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name.
Bruins.
Okay. He's listed as a 6'5", 255-pound athlete out of Lynn Haven, Florida. He goes to Moseley High School. First off, what position are they bringing this kid in at?
Defensive end. He might be listed as an athlete, and you might be like, that doesn't make sense. But it does when you hear about how his offers are kind of situated. So he's got offers to play offensive line, defensive line, and tight end at the next level from several different schools. Wow. Like obviously, everyone recruits him differently, but Rutgers likes him as a defensive end currently.
So obviously, sounds like quite an athlete and quite the player in general. What is Rutgers getting in Raiden Bruns?
He's just a super athlete, kind of like we just said. He's a basketball player, a football player. I believe he does some kind of thing with track and field as well. I have to double check with that one. I want to say shot put. I forget which one it was, but he's just a total athlete. Very quick to get to the quarterback. He's got to work a little bit on technique. I don't know how good Moseley High School is. This is the first time I've heard of it in probably ever. But yeah, he did have a pretty good sophomore year, where I think he had 8-9 sacks. This past year, his numbers went down a little bit. I think he only had 2 sacks. But 2 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 5 QB hurries, 50 tackles. So, I mean, it seems like he's getting there. He's just not able to produce the sacks. But averaged a near double-double as a high school junior in basketball. So just a freaky athlete, very long, 6'5", 260 already. Great size, and seems like a solid get. They beat out some solid programs too. So going into this one, I thought they were a little confident in it, but not super, super confident because they were going to go up against SMU, who had the official visit next week, and West Virginia the weekend after that. Mm-hmm. However, earlier in the week, Colorado offered, I think, on Monday or Sunday last week, and then Miami, who, of course, local program, offered on Tuesday or Wednesday. It might even be Thursday, right before the Rutgers visit. Generally, when you see that happen, it's kind of – you get the feeling of like, all right, Miami's kind of being like, hey, hold on. Like, don't do anything dumb this weekend. Like, don't commit. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. Like, and I know he's very high on Miami too. So despite the commitment, this one's definitely far from over. I would say all these are far from over because that's just the way recruiting works now. And it could flip like that. But, it's going to be intriguing to see how hard schools push for him. And, if Rutgers is able to keep him committed for, the long haul.
Yeah, so you said he's a basketball player. In track, he throws the javelin, the discus, and the shot put.
Okay, so it was all three. There we go.
Yeah, it looks like the event he's done the most in his career is shot put. But this year he's thrown all three, and he won the county championship last year. So pretty good athlete overall.
Yeah, freak athlete. That's all it is, really.
So he's a D end. Is there any other nuggets or notes about Raiden before we move on to the next commit?
No, not I can really think of. It seems like his high school is actually starting to produce some serious talent. Like if you go through their like Twitter page, it's like all these guys are getting offers. They do have some serious talent in amongst the team. Like Lakavian Jackson just got Mississippi State. Like a bunch of schools have been down there this year, so maybe they are better than I thought. Like Arkansas, Florida State's visited, UCF, who's always pretty good, South Carolina, West Virginia. Like, so we'll wait and see kind of where this one goes. I think they'll be able to hold on to him, but like I said, Miami being right there, if they push, it's hard to get like a kid that's not local, but local-ish to Miami to stay out of – I can't talk today – 2-3 coffees and I'm done. It's going to be hard to keep a hold of them, in my opinion, if Miami pushes. Now, if they push, no one really knows what they're going to do just yet.
Yeah. So Lynn Haven isn't near Miami. It's near Panama Beach, which is, up on the panhandle. It's way closer to, it's kind of near Destin, Florida, if anyone knows where that is.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
So he is a Florida kid, but Miami is quite far away. But it is, anytime you land a kid from Florida that has a Miami offer, it's a big win. So big win number one for the staff this weekend. Big win number two, as we move on, is the lone cornerback commitment from the weekend, Michael Clayton. He is a 6'1", 170-pound corner at a Northside school in Warner Robins, Georgia. So continuing that Georgia pipeline to Rutgers. Tell us a little bit about Michael Clayton.
True speedster, 10.44, 100 meter dash. I find it funny, actually a smart kid too, 3.5 GPA. I find it funny because Rutgers only offered May 23rd. So like,
wow,
two weeks ago, whatever you want to call that, near 2 weeks ago. but everyone looked at his offer list and they're like, whatever, like unranked kid, kind of meh. Then all of a sudden, like you watch his tape and you're like, wait, whoa, hold on, wait a second. Kid's got all the measurables, all the stat, like all the speed stats and all that good stuff. Had some real high interest from places like Florida State, Michigan State, North Carolina State, West Virginia. He also ranks among the top in the state for the triple jump for track and field. So he's just a freak athlete, super long, lengthy corner, 6'1", 175, 180-ish. Prototypical Shiano DB. We got a ranking on him this week. I was talking to our Georgia guy, and he's in love with his game. 69. He went from unranked to 69 overall in the state of Georgia.
Wow.
For context, that's probably top 25 in Jersey, if not higher. I mean, just a really good kid. Really, this kind of just got set up very quickly. Mark Orfey sent the offer out, got him on campus a week later, and boom, done, locked in. It seems like he's good to go. I wouldn't be shocked if they don't sign him when it's all said and done. It just seems like a kid that loved his visit, loved everything about it. I know I got to talking to him about it a little bit yesterday, and we'll have more on that on the boards, but it just said like his host was actually Flip Dixon, and Flip Dixon, Georgia kid, DB. Makes sense. But yeah, he said visiting New York City is probably his favorite part. Everything about the program, just loved it. Everyone's very genuine. Nothing really crazy. This was just this was one we kind of projected as soon as they offered. I reached out to Clayton, talked to him a little bit, and we put a future cast in. I want to say what, 2 days later, a day later. So yeah, just an easy recruitment for a change, which doesn't happen often.
Yeah, he said he's 69th in Georgia, but he's a 5.73 star in terms of his ranking. So if you kind of look at where that would rank in Jersey, you know, I think Renick Derillis is the first non-4-star in the state rankings now at a 5.73 star. So figure he'd probably be, what, between 14th and 20th based on the 5.73 star?
So yeah. So there you go. Top 20, actually.
Yep.
So I was wrong.
So big time commitment there. Obviously, any DB that Rutgers prioritizes under Schiano has the stamp of approval from this podcast. So exciting to land him. And that kind of speed, he can't really teach. Like you said, he's a track star as well. Common theme amongst a lot of these kids, multi-sport athletes, highly athletic. They have the traits that you need to play at this level, even if they don't necessarily have the requisite experience or statistics to back it up yet. But they're landing the level of athlete that they need to play Big Ten football.
If I read this correctly, and I might be reading this wrong. Nope, that's from 2009. That's why. 10.44 would put him in fourth in the state of New Jersey for the 100-meter dash.
Yeah, that's cooking. That's some serious speed there.
Yep. So that's insane. And that's kind of been the general theme, too, with this recruiting class. It's all about getting speed on both the skill positions on offense and defense and getting big big uglies up front, basically, on both sides.
Yep. Speaking of big uglies, the next commitment from this past weekend is Myron Gurman. He is listed at 6'6", 250 pounds. Rivals has him a strong side defensive end. He goes to Spencerport High School in Spencerport, New York. Tell us a little bit about Myron, and is he coming in at defensive line?
So he's probably should be listed as an athlete. He was originally listed as a tight end, but he best projects as when you're that size, you're number one, you're not a tight end. I hate to tell you anymore. You're getting bumped to the line. He's coming in as an offensive lineman / defensive lineman. This is one of those cases where similar to like, say, Ian Strong, Desmond Igbinosun, you get him on campus, figure it out later. He'll get there. They'll see how he kind of packs on the muscle, packs on the pounds. It's going to be interesting to see where he kind of slides. I know they're kind of optimistic at the fact that he has really long arms, a nice wingspan, that he could slide in at offensive tackle. He's played offense a lot. He's a pretty good blocker at tight end in his tape. But he also has some defensive skill sets as well, and that length can also help him get to the quarterback, get around the edge, get around the offensive tackles too. So this could kind of go either way, but this just seems like a solid get, someone that not many people knew about at Spencerport High School. He's only had a couple offers from Buffalo, Connecticut, Maine, and Toledo. His brother went to Toledo, just signed with the Jets, actually, as an undrafted free agent. So does have some NFL ties now. He seems like he's kind of a man amongst boys when it comes to playing at Spencerport, which it's hard to tell at times how good someone is when they play such low competition like that. But I think as long as he gets his technique down, like he should be a decent player. 255 already, so he's going to have to add some more weight. Now, his coach did tell me he compares him to Joey Bosa. Now, that's just unrealistic, I feel like, a little bit. It doesn't matter who you are, but unless you're maybe the number one edge rusher in the country. But he seems like a good kid, close-knit family. Rutgers was on him pretty quickly and just offered recently as well, and they just landed him, and that was it. Simple as that.
Yep, great to hear there. Was there any anecdotes or funny stories from Gurman that came out of the weekend that you wanted to touch on?
So Gurman's actually very religious, and I was told when Schiano said like a prayer before dinner the one time, that kind of really stood out to him and really caught his eyes, because it's just you don't see it too often, especially with coaches. I mean, you'll see it with some coaches, but not every coach. So that really caught his eye, and that really swayed him towards Rutgers. He got his Rutgers offer, sold him pretty quickly. I think he kind of knew he was going to commit this weekend. Well, we kind of knew too, based on the fact, like, same thing as Clayton. Got an offer. It's like, let me reach out. Let me talk to him a little bit. Let's talk to some people here at Rutgers. And it's like, boom, boom, future cast done. So simple, easy one. Doesn't always happen that way, but it did this time.
But it worked out this time. You love to hear it. Keeping on the big ugly train, the next commitment from this weekend and the last one of part one of this podcast is from Braxton Kyle. He's a defensive tackle out of North Gwinnett High School in Suwanee, Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's listed at 6'3", 320 pounds. He is a big bodied kid. Tell us a little bit about Braxton and how his commitment came together.
Another kid that was unranked for a while now. He got his Rutgers offer back in February. Not a ton of power four offers. But defensive tackle recruiting is a little difficult. So a lot of everyone's going after these the biggest guys, like the highest ranked guys. And a lot of them end up striking out with those highest ranked guys because there's only so many of them. There's probably like a solid 15, maybe, defensive tackles in the country that are really like going to produce at that next level. After that, it's kind of a guessing game. But he has really good size. Came to our rivals camp down in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago, I should say. Really impressed our staff. Was unranked at the time. Got an offer. Got an offer from Rutgers not too long after that. He's had an offer from Georgia Tech for a while now. They've actually were kind of the front runner, it seemed like, originally. But things kind of tailed off a little bit over the past couple months. And then that's where Rutgers kind of swooped in and got him. He's just massive, like you said. 6'3", we have him 6'3", 320 from the camp back in April, February. So I forget when the camp was, but regardless, they just got him on campus. He took a visit back in April 7th for an unofficial and just built a really good relationship with the staff, whether it be Colin Farrell, whether it be Kay Whitaker, who's one of the assistant defensive line coaches. And then Joe Harris-Simiak himself was actually recruiting him pretty hard as well. And I think I said this on a recent pod. Anytime that Joe Harris-Simiak's recruiting you himself, that kind of tells you how they feel about him. It's a guy they wanted to lock up quickly. And now you got him. You got Jayon Simon, a couple defensive ends. You're really building this defensive line class. And it's there's some talented defensive linemen as well, too.
Yeah, and continuing this Georgia pipeline they've started up for Rutgers down that south. if you notice, we haven't mentioned any Jersey kids yet. We did get a commitment from one Jersey kid this weekend, but the staff has truly opened its nets pretty wide in terms of looking for talent. So it is kind of weird because back in the Shiana 1.0 era, it was basically Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Florida. If you were landing a kid outside of that, it was probably a specialty position like a kicker, punter, quarterback. But now if you look at these classes, and they're just from all over the place, you know, we've created pipelines into North Carolina, into Georgia. We've continued the Florida pipeline, but they've really expanded their recruiting footprint. You know, Ohio is part of that now. So it is kind of cool to see us, you know, and Michigan is another, you know, place they're dipping into regularly. It's just kind of cool to have all these areas to tap into, especially if, you know, your main area, which is always going to be New Jersey, maybe they don't have the depth at a certain area that you need. You can go to, you know, multiple places rather than just one or two now.
This any is other... also a... Oh, sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead.
North Gwinnett's also a school that produces at a very, very high rate. CJ Uzuma. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Uzama.
Pretty notable. Some might remember Rutgers dipped down to North Gwinnett actually previously, technically, sort of. He didn't come to Rutgers. He was committed at one point in Jaden McDonald. The linebacker who I believe actually still has eligibility. He's at UConn.
He's at UConn now. He started out at Iowa, where he decommitted from Rutgers to go to. Then he went to Troy, where he spent the last few years. And now he's taking his talents for one last year to UConn.
For his seventh college football season. That's fucked up.
Wild stuff. Anything else on Braxton Kyle before we turn over to the B side of this podcast for part two?
No, I think that's really it. Again, these kids are all out of state kids, so it's going to be tough to hold on to some of them. But I think they're going to have a pretty good shot at it. Rutgers has built some really good relationships. They got these kids. They got in early on these kids, later on some kids than others, but they were still able to land them pretty quickly. And that's that. I mean, I'm pretty confident they're going to keep most, if not all, these kids.
Love to hear that. All right, guys, that's it for part one. We're going to get into the five other commitments from this weekend and how things went with the rest of the kids who were on campus, who may not be committed yet, or, you know, to see how things went. So for me and Richie, this has been part one of the commitment bonanza from official visit weekend number one from the summer of 2024. Stay tuned to your podcast feed for the next episode. But for me and Richie, this has been another edition of the Night Report Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.